Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good person. Reverend Dr. Brad Miller here, and welcome to the Voice of God Daily, your daily biblical New Testament lectionary reading, resource, and breath prayer, bringing a bit of Bible into your day. Now, here's today's New Testament lesson. Today's New Testament reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, John 20, 1 through 18, reading from the New Century Version, here is the voice of God. Jesus' tomb is empty. Early in the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb while it was still dark. When she saw that the large stone had been moved away from the tomb, she ran to Simon Peter and the follower whom Jesus loved, and Mary said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other follower started for the tomb. They were both running, but the other follower ran faster than Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in and saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then following him, Simon Peter arrived and went into the tomb and saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the cloth that had been around Jesus' head, which was folded up and laid in a different place from the strips of linen. Then the other follower, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and believed. They did not yet understand from the scriptures that Jesus must rise from the dead. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Then the followers went back home, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she was crying, she bent down and looked inside the tomb. She saw two angels just dressed in white, sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet. And they asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She answered, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." When Mary said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Whom are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said to him, "Did you take him away, sir? Tell me where you put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Mary turned toward Jesus and said in the Hebrew language, "Rabboni." This means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, because I have not yet gone up to my Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going back to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the followers, "I saw the Lord." And she told them what Jesus had said to her. Jesus rises from the dead. Very early the next day of the week at dawn, the women came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away at the entrance of the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, two men in shining clothes suddenly stood beside them. The women were very afraid and bowed their heads to the ground. The men said to them, "Why are you looking for a living person in this place for the dead? He is not here. He has risen from the dead. Do you remember what he told you in Galilee? He said the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful people, be crucified, and rise from the dead on the third day." Then the women remembered what Jesus had said. The women left the tomb and told all these things to the 11 apostles and the other followers. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and some other women who told the apostles everything that had happened at the tomb. But they did not believe the women because it sounded like nonsense. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Bending down and looking in, he saw only the cloth that Jesus' body had been wrapped in. Peter went away to his home, wondering about what had happened. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The Voice of God Daily is your daily reading from the Revised Common Lectionary by Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. In a moment, we will pray a breath prayer together. I believe Scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and my goal is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help by sharing thevoiceofgoddaily.com with one person in your life. You can rate and review The Voice of God Daily at Apple Podcasts and download the ABC 123 Bible Study Guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. Now, here's today's recommended resource. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book. That's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's have a prayer. And let's have a breath. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restore all things in glory. Through the victory of Jesus Christ, we pray that wherever your image is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfishness, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace. To the glory of your name. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.